This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday. I know, I know what I sound like. Actually, I'm much better today than I was yesterday. Kara, if you can imagine what I sounded like, if you think this is bad, you should have heard what I sounded like yesterday. Unga bunga. All right, so we're working our way through the items that are of interest and importance, discussions about the news. That's why they call this news talk radio. But my flair is a little different because I don't necessarily stick to all the same schedules and all the same patter and all the same discussion topics as everybody else. But I think with a focus on the political season that we're in, it's important to spend some time in this hour in depth focusing on what today is all about politically. There are primaries in Florida, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio. There's a caucus in the Northern Mariana Islands, which is where Guam is. So, the polls last week were wrong, big time. Polling expert Fred Backus says there's one state today where there could be an upset.
If I was looking for an upset, I'd look in Ohio. Right now, we have Clinton up above Sanders, about 5 points in all the most recent polls. But, you know, these races are only easy to predict when they look like the races that have been in the past. And we've seen with Sanders and Trump, for that matter, new voters who don't normally vote, especially open primaries where independents can come in and we don't know which party they're going to go to. That's where I think we'll see an upset. And Ohio is an open primary.
All right. So Ohio, I'm going to be very surprised if Kasich doesn't win his own state. And if he does, he makes a good second banana, even though he says, I don't want to be the second banana. He becomes a good second banana for Trump because he adds some stability. What do you think about that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The reporter that we'll listen to next is down in Florida. His name is Gary Nelson. He talked yesterday about the high number of early voters and what the turnout is expected to be.
After a busy season of early and absentee voting, Election Day looms, a civic task already performed by many.
Coming to vote, I think these elections are very important for the future of the United States.
And he's not alone. In Broward County, more than 158,000 people early voted or have returned absentees. In larger Miami-Dade, a box office business with nearly 200,000 early and absentees so far. Across the state of 12 million voters, more than 2 million have already cast their ballots. Heavy voting perhaps spurred by heavy hitting.
Corrupt Marco Rubio has spent years defrauding the people of Florida.
Donald Trump attacking Rubio for a questionable home sale and improper use of a GOP credit card in recent days.
He believes in the American dream because he's lived it.
Rubio countering with nostalgic musings about his humble roots. The GOP dogfight promises to fuel turnout.
The trends hold true. We're looking at a turnout somewhere between 35 and 40%. In 2008, the turnout was around 35%, so I'm expecting it to be at around the historical trend or maybe a little bit higher.
All right, so are you voting in any one of those states? And if you are, weigh in with what your thoughts are about where it ought to go. Or where you think it's going to go. Here's another reporter named Tom McKean talking about improvements that have been made by the boards of election around the state to avoid problems that Ohio has had and many other states, frankly. You've seen the disgraceful lines in some of these states, and you ask yourself, what the heck do these people do? They get paid to run elections and to make sure they run smoothly, and they only take place one day a year at most in most of the states. So why are they such a mess? Well, let's see what we can figure out about Ohio.
Tyrone Hill checked and double-checked equipment Monday that will be used if there's a problem at any Hamilton County polling place. Hill is one of 116 troubleshooters ready and waiting for Tuesday's primary election.
On election day, we're out in the field, make sure everything is up and running, and if it's not, we're out there to fix it or repair it or replace it.
Crews delivered voting equipment to the county's 361 polling places Monday, and that includes the e-poll books that caused so many problems last November.
What scares me, that might scare me a little bit.
But there's been extra intensive training on those devices for all of the 2,700 poll workers, and the routers for all that electronic gear has been upgraded as well.
We are prepared. We are ready for tomorrow.
Board of Elections Director Sherry Poland says poll workers will test everything from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight.
And set the polling location up so if they are experiencing any problems, we can get those resolved tonight instead of tomorrow morning.
Extra scanners and e-poll books and other supplies are at the ready just in case something breaks down or runs out.
And that could be just simply that they need extra supplies, they have extra pens, extra I Voted Today stickers, that type of thing.
There are no guarantees there won't be problems, but Board of Elections leaders say equipment upgrades and extra training should mean smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing. We've heard that one before, too, right? 888-302-3684. Okay. Let's see what this reporter, her name is Mary Ann Ahern. She's in Illinois. So we're doing the rounds from Florida to Ohio, now Illinois. She says the Clinton campaign is kind of concerned about losing Bernie Sanders. Remember, Hillary Clinton grew up in Illinois.
They are panicked. They've hit the panic button. I mean, come on. Bill Clinton, I got a call Saturday night. Bill Clinton back in town Sunday morning, hit two churches out trying to help. Hillary back this morning at Plumbers Hall. Bernie to hold a 10:30 p.m. rally tonight at the Auditorium Theater. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this in Illinois for politics. I mean, who would have thought that we would be talking about the Democratic race? I mean, honestly, 2 weeks ago, they said to me, "You're going to be at Hillary on election night." I said, "No, no, I want to be at Trump." You know, I said, "I want to be where the interesting race is." And God bless, I had to call my boss yesterday and say, "Whoa! Do I get the right to switch? I want to come back to the Zap."
Excuse me, so funny, aren't they? Come back to the stuff. All right, let's see here. One more from North. Let's see. No, I got two more. North Carolina. Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson reminding voters that he'll be the only third-party candidate on the ballot there and in every other state.
I may have gotten to serve two terms as governor of New Mexico as a Republican when I was really a Libertarian. And that is the reality that, for the most part, Libertarians are not getting elected to office. But you know what? This go-round, Libertarian Party is going to be the only third party on the ballot in all 50 states. The Libertarian nominee, I'm seeking the Libertarian nomination, will be the third party on the ballot in all 50 states.
All right, so Libertarians, he's right, there's so much dissatisfaction. They may have some traction. Here is Missouri reporter Michael Mahoney with a focus on the large number of undecided voters in his state.
Donald Trump leads the field in the Republican Missouri primary, but there are conditions attached to that lead. A poll from Fort Hays State University has Trump with a 7-point lead over Ted Cruz, but 17% were undecided when that survey ended last week. And the Trump poll number is within the survey's 7% margin of error. Now, Missouri Democrats will allocate most, but not all, of their 84 delegates with their primary vote. That same survey has Hillary Clinton leading Bernie Sanders, but there is another big double-digit undecided number in there. And the Clinton lead is within that poll's 8-point margin of error on the Democratic side. Second poll, public policy polling, shows Bernie Sanders leading in Missouri. The weekend poll has Sanders up by 1 point. And inside that poll, Clinton leads with registered Democrats by 13, but Sanders dominates with independents by 39 points. And that's important because independents can vote in the open Democratic primary.
All right. So there's a wrap of what's going on in these states today. Tomorrow morning at this time, I'm sure we'll be talking about results. Voter ID laws up next here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Control, do you like mortgages? Negative. Over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative. Over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening. Over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, so we have about 19 after the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Now, because today is primary day, the voter ID laws are once again in front and center position. Here is John Oliver, who was on last week tonight, talking about some of the difficulty voters go through to try and get proper ID, depending on what state they're in.
Even if you try to obtain an ID just in order to vote, it can be difficult. Listen to what a Pennsylvania woman went through when her state's ID law was in effect.
68-year-old Doris Clark was turned down three times applying for her Pennsylvania voter ID card. And every time, she says, the state wanted another document, original birth certificate, original Social Security card. Then she needed her husband's death certificate when a clerk demanded proof of her married name.
You feel like, why am I going through all these things? I'm not Bin Laden's wife.
You know, it's something to be said. For that, the ID laws, there are some that are so lax, I can go in and vote. I don't have to show any ID. I think ID ought to be required, but I think it ought to be regular. These people are hassled, and you know that they're hassled, depending on what state they're in. Obviously, that lady listening to her is black, and she's in some southern state where there is plenty of prejudice still against blacks. And when it comes to voting, the white people who are in charge don't want the blacks to vote, because when blacks vote in large numbers, black people win. Hello? Look at who's president. And that's good. If that's the choice, everybody should be able to vote. Otherwise, it's not a free country. Hello. 21 after the hour. It's a good day.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 53 past the hour on the Good Day program, we're sweeping the trends toward what's going on in your home with helpful hints from Harvey, otherwise known as Tommy the K, Doug Kreidler.
Yeah, that was the second choice for the
right, exactly. Harvey Kreidler was his real given name, but his mom called him Tommy, and so he became Tom Kreidler. Very interesting how that works. Now he's the host of Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard every weekend on hundreds of, if not thousands, great radio stations around the country. Very adept at helping, and we're going to give you an example of that in a moment as we talk about some of the questions from some of our listeners, plus how to get ready to be a springtime person. The clocks go ahead this weekend. Spring is a week away. So what does that mean for your opportunities to get outside and get to work? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, 56 past the hour. Before we get to some of the questions, Tom,
yep.
What is going on with people as they clean up warm weather? We had 70 degrees here. Yesterday was 80 in Washington, probably halfway between that where you are in Jersey. Yep. So people are getting out of the lake. Actually, grass is already turning green.
Yeah, here. It's starting to turn green and up here in the Northeast as well. And I think it's a good time, Doug, to tackle some of those outside projects that maybe you've been putting off. One that's really important that we'd like to talk about this time of year is your deck. You know, every season, every warm weather season, when people get out and have the barbecues, we hear about deck collapses, sometimes several of them across the season. So it's a good time now to do a deck inspection, to get out there, look under your deck, look at the connection points to the house, make sure it doesn't look like anything sort of sliding away or is rotted. Look for the cracked boards, the checked boards. They look for the railing systems that have weakened out or the stairs that are getting loose or uneven. All that should be addressed right now before you host that first big barbecue or party where you have a lot of folks piled up on that deck.
After the shoot 'em up in Pittsburgh last night, I think a lot of people are going to want to have outdoor parties just because they'll be afraid that stuff like that happens unexplainably. Oof.
Mm.
All right, next question from Sean, who has a house on the market. Last week, a home inspection took place. The buyer backed out before we got a copy of the inspection report. Realtor says if we request a copy of that report, we're obligated to share it with our buyers. Is that really true?
You know, that is actually true. If you know that there's a defect in your house, you're required to share it. But I would focus on finding out what was wrong with my house and not who knew what was wrong with my house. Because right. If you know something's wrong with your house, you must disclose it. And, you know, the fact that there was an inspection report done that was serious enough for somebody to get out, you may have an issue that you don't know about and you could still be liable for it. So I would get to the bottom of it. Get your own home inspection done.
It was very interesting. I sold my house that I've lived in for 36 years and the inspector came in and said, "Oh, this is a very interesting house." That was it. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know-how. Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
Your gut. It's your engine. Your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard, with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up? So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president.
Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Feel as badly as I sound. One of those things that happens at this time of year. Lots of people are feeling the pinch of the early spring and weather changes. Go outside and have enough clothing on, and you get a little chill, and who knows what's next in your body. You don't have a strong immune system. If mine weren't as strong as it is, I'd be in much. You'd be hearing me from underneath the sheets, I think, probably. Okay, let's keep moving here. The saga of Richard Simmons. Man, I was amazed yesterday. This came out of nowhere. He, yesterday, was talking about his life, where he's been. He was on, I think, the Today Show yesterday morning to explain what he was doing. As a matter of fact, he talked to Savannah Guthrie about the story that blew up over the weekend about him. People say he's disappeared. He's a prisoner in his own home. So here's what he has to say about that.
Savannah, it's Richard Simmons. How are you?
I'm good, Richard. How are you?
I'm feeling good. My health is good. And I'm just sort of enjoying the day.
You sound good.
It's a sound very few people these days get to hear. In fact, Richard's isolation has been so startling, it has led some of his friends to question if he is being held in his house against his will.
What do you make of people being fearful that you're being held up in your own house, that you've become a recluse, that, you know, perhaps people such as your housekeeper are in control of what you're doing?
No one is holding me in my house as a hostage. You know, I do what I want to do, as I've always done. So people should sort of just believe what I have to say, because, like, I'm Richard Simmons.
Okay. So is this a publicity stunt? Is Simmons ready to come back out and go back to work? Maybe he's run out of money. Who knows? but he hasn't appeared in public for quite a long time. And so apparently, to believe the news media, all of a sudden over the weekend, all of his friends got together and discussed with whatever news outlet they could find the story of Richard Simmons. He is missing. Where is he? This stuff drives me nuts. All right, so, and by the way, what else drives me nuts is not using the proper English. Kara, play the beginning of that again. And for those of you who don't get it, people are going to roll their eyeballs. No, I'm serious about this. When Richard Simmons asked her how she is, listen to what she says.
Savannah, it's Richard Simmons. How are you?
I'm good, Richard. How are you?
I'm good. No, she's not good. Well, she may be good. She's a good interviewer. She's good on television. But he's asking her how she's feeling. He's not asking for her own assessment of her work. Therefore, the correct English is, I'm well, Richard. Thank you very much. Now, those of you, what are you, crazy? No.
I didn't realize it was an English class this morning.
Yes, it is. The English class of the airwaves. Thank you. But you know what, Kara? If you don't say something like that, it continues to be used. It's impossible when you listen to so many people misuse the terms good and well. If you are asked, how do you feel? I am well. Or you're not, but you're not good. Good is completely wrong for the circumstance, and very intelligent people are using it improperly. And there are a lot of other things that are in the language that are just being accepted. That's not one, I don't think, to be accepted. Okay, let's go back to Savannah and Richard. She asked him about the rumors regarding his housekeeper and whether or not he was being held captive.
I just wanted to ask you point blank about your housekeeper. Is she in any way, is she still employed by you? Is there any issue where you feel she is controlling you or having any kind of undue influence?
That's just very silly. Today, Sarah Dallas has been with me for 30 years. It's almost like we're a married couple.
But I think your friends or people that have spoken to reporters are saying, but it's not like you to just lose touch completely.
I just sort of wanted to be a little bit of a loner for a while. You know, I had hurt my knee, Savannah, and I had some problems with it. And then the other knee started to give me trouble. Because I've taught, like, thousands and thousands of classes. Mm. And, you know, right now I just want to sort of, you know, just take care of me.
And was this a conscious decision?
I just really don't want to do anything. You know, I just don't want to be traveling anymore. It certainly has taken its toll on me. So, yeah, it was not, like, over a day. It was just over some time.
All right. So then Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show asked Richard about dealing with depression, because apparently there has been some of that in his history.
You wrote in your memoir and have always been very public and very open about going through ups and downs and your own struggles with depression and different things.
Survival has always, you know, meant a lot when you're an overweight kid and you're made fun of and you're put down. Some of that stuff never leaves you, Savannah. It always sort of is like a shadow, like Peter Pan.
Are you surprised that people have been so worried about you?
And for all the people that are worrying about me, I want to tell them that I love them with my whole heart and soul. And that, not to worry, Richard's fine. You haven't seen the last of me. I'll come back, and I'll come back strong.
All right. Now, here is Carson Daly, who does a radio program in L.A. and a late-night TV program, reading some of the comments from Richard, fans actually talking about how relieved they are that he's okay.
Rochelle writing in, Richard, I'm so happy that you're letting everybody know that you're okay and healthy and in good spirits. I hope to hear your joyous laughter again. Pat adding, please relax and enjoy. I'm glad to hear you're doing things you haven't done for a long, long time. I know that feeling. It's great. And finally, Megan chiming in, I've been a fan at least since the early 80s. You've done plenty during your career. You've literally inspired millions. You deserve some R&R. So lots of positive thoughts and well wishes for Richard Simmons.
He took to Facebook to thank his fans, reiterated the need for private time, promised that he isn't going anywhere. From ABC, Nick Watt talked to Richard Simmons' former assistant, Maura Oliveira, who is still convinced that Richard's housekeeper is using witchcraft to control.
Mauro Oliveira, Simmons' former assistant, says he thinks the fitness icon is being held in his Hollywood Hills mansion by members of his staff.
So what do they want from him? His money?
Absolutely. What else? The house alone is worth $10 million.
I am not kidnapped. I am just in my house right now, 67-year-old Simmons told Entertainment Tonight. It was time for me to take some time to be by myself. For the past 40 years, I've been traveling, teaching classes, and I had a knee injury, so I had a knee replacement, which was very difficult for me. I've really just been taking it easy. Oliveira, who last saw Simmons 2 years ago, just self-published this ebook, King Rich and the Evil Witch, detailing what he thinks is really going on.
And who's the witch?
The housekeeper.
So the housekeeper has control over him through her witchcraft?
That's what I believe, yes. I said, is she controlling your life now? He said, yes.
And worth noting that although Simmons is talking on the phone, he's not appearing on camera and still not appearing in public. There's also speculation that maybe he's gained a lot of weight since that knee injury, a rumor that he also firmly denied.
All right. So I'm looking at the story that we have up at DougStephan.com. The fact that he declined several requests for other interviews, some of his friends still say that he is under wraps, under control, under the spell of this witch. Let's see here. Oliveira went on from the interview that you just heard there, from that piece that you just heard, to say that didn't sound like the Richard Simmons I know. It sounded like he wasn't in a good place, sounded depressed. He's one of five longtime friends of Simmons who said that they were worried about him. Here are lawyers Beckerman and Derek from TMZ with their focus on this. What do they think is going on?
Something's really going on with him. Now, he claimed in this radio interview that it was really just brought on by a great desire as he's gotten older for more privacy. And his life has been lived for the last 40, 50 years in the public world, public sphere, and he wanted out of that. And so that's what happened. But
he still announced that he's 150 pounds. Because some people thought he just hunkered down and engorged himself.
But he is an effusive guy. Yeah. And it's odd to see an effusive guy become such a recluse overnight.
It is not very odd. And some people are, you know, there's some speculation that over many years, he's been so on. Whenever you see Richard Simmons, he is a bundle of energy, just lightning in a bottle. And maybe he tuckered himself out. He's a little older now, and you just
fired. Alison Barrera says, why doesn't somebody just go over and say hi to him?
You can't
get
in.
That's a question. You can't get in. They've gone back for wellness checks, and I guess everything checks out.
But that's what's very weird is people go up to the door, and they say, hey, can I see Richard? And she says, he's indisposed.
Huh. All right. So to sort of recap this, Richard Simmons' housekeeper, who was pictured through the gates of the house in the Hollywood Hills, insists that he is okay, even though his friends say, no, he's not okay. I want to see him. The ending of his two-year silence with the telephone interview on Entertainment Tonight and the Today Show yesterday. But the skepticism continues. Theories about Simmons' supposed disappearance have been circulating for several months now. And you heard Mauro Oliveira there claiming Simmons' housekeeper, Teresa Reveles, is controlling him through black magic. So that's the story, it would seem. 40 for those who have been worrying for a long time about Richard Simmons. There you go. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, 48 past the hour. Monday is gone. Tuesday is here. The Ides of March are upon us, 15th of the month. So Richard Simmons brings about several other interesting pieces of news that focus on weight and weight loss. The story of Rod Durham, who is from Tallahassee, Florida, passed away over the weekend at the age of 52. He was on the, this was the TV show Extreme Weight Loss. He died 2 years after losing 180 pounds in 2014 while a contestant on this Extreme Weight Loss reality show. He was a high school English teacher. He weighed 450 pounds when he began competing on the program. Lost the weight through the year, did dieting, exercising. Those people around him say he was in diabetic shock. His body was found by his housekeeper in his hotel room in Fort Lauderdale over the weekend. So what happens when you see some of these ads, the Oprah ads, that have been extremely effective for Weight Watchers? You all know how this happens. I'm working on it myself now. Every year during the holiday period, starts around Thanksgiving, goes through Christmas, New Year's, that sort of thing. You don't get as much exercise. I don't. I haven't been exercising as much for lots of different reasons. So I put on 10 or 12 pounds that I don't like, don't need, ought to get rid of. And we'll work on, now that I am sort of bringing my life back into order, I'm moving from one house to another, that's taking a lot of time. And so the folk, you got to think about it. and become a success story. But a success story, see, people in the news media touted this fellow, this, he won the contest on the show, he's a winner. And you see what a lot of the other ads show. Wait, I weighed 240 pounds, I now weigh 140. Yeah, there's something to be said about doing it the right way or how much your body can take. Everybody's body is different. This is dangerous territory if you don't do it the right way. That's my opinion on this. I think Oprah, as I said, is very effective. She's been up and down in weight. She's lost as much as, I think, at one point, 45, 50 pounds. And she shows it, so she makes a good spokesperson for Weight Watchers. But I think you got to really have a doctor's. I would think if you're losing that kind of weight, you got to be under a doctor's care, a doctor who really cares and understands what's going on in your specific body. That'd be my feeling about it. It's 51 after here on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Don't play that. That's it. Get out of here.
This is the Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions.
What about how
now,
to get your wife to
hello.
Do what you want? I'm going to have Warren him train Eckstein. Richie. That's it. Your next job, Warren, is to train Richie.
I do anything for beers, Warren.
Yeah,
my treat.
I have some, you know, I have a six-pack of Billy beer. Is
really?
That worth money?
Still?
Yeah, that would be worth a little money.
Do dogs like beer? I never remember.
Yes,
I don't drink beer.
Absolutely.
I wonder whether Charlotte would have liked beer.
They do, but alcohol is not good for dogs, but they do like beer.
What does it do to them, other than what it does to us?
But you know, dogs don't know when to stop. Some people don't know when to stop either.
That's true.
But they get alcohol poisoning and other problems.
My border collie, when I used to sit on the deck on a nice sunny summer afternoon, I would accidentally spill a little teeny puddle of beer and drop a couple of peanuts on the deck, and he would eat peanuts and beer, drink beer with me.
I remember years ago training dog for a commercial. I forget which commercial it was, but the dog had to go to the refrigerator, open the refrigerator, grab a beer, and bring it to the owner sitting in his recliner.
Really?
Yeah. How much for you to come out to my house and teach the pugs that?
You know, for the right price, I could teach them to mix a martini for me.
I don't think they can get it in their mouths, though. Okay, here's a quiz question. A Warren Eckstein quiz question. All right, everybody ready? Mainland animal lovers are helping to save Puerto Rico's stray dogs. How? A, by flying them to the mainland, to the Hamptons, in fact. B, by paying local families to adopt them. C, by giving them cute names. D, by finding them jobs in dog and pony shows. You want to take a shot at that, Warren?
I have no idea.
Really?
Although, if I was a dog, I'd choose the Hamptons, probably.
That's it. That's the one that's working. So, Puerto Rico has a big problem with stray dogs, and there's a group in the Hamptons that are bringing them up to the Hamptons for distribution and adoption this summer. There'll be a lot of people. These summer resorts, that's where Frankie, you met Frankie, I think.
Uh-huh.
You met Frankie.
I did, sure.
Frankie came from a... it wasn't a pound, it was a dog kennel or one of these puppy mills on the Cape. Every year, there are a series of Saturday morning opportunities for people who go to the Cape to adopt dogs. And so it's become so popular, instead of just having the dogs off the street be available for adoption, these puppy mills were breeding really expensive dogs like Frank and bringing them down and selling them.
Well, two things. First of all, the puppy mills have to be closed down. That's number one. In fact, I'm working on some projects now. Second of all, every summer at every resort, whether it be the Hamptons, doesn't make any difference, but parts of Florida, even Sedona, they leave their dogs. People get summer dogs.
Yeah.
They adopt the dogs for summer. They go back home and they leave their dogs.
That's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
But I'll tell you, Doug, third world, even second world countries have a real problem with stray dogs. My wife is from the north coast of Colombia, right in the Caribbean, and in her small town, Santa Marta, Colombia, one of her high school friends has decided that they're going to gather up stray dogs as they can and take them in and get them spayed or neutered. They're working with a vet there. And they've created a community of people that are helping to spay and neuter, pay for and take care of and spay and neuter all of the dogs to help try and control because strays are everywhere.
You're seeing more. You're seeing. I work with a group called Rolda, which is my background being Romanian, my family. So it's a big problem in Romania with the stray dogs, and they were poisoning them. So I'm working with a group there called Rolda, raising money for spaying and neutering. And with so much money sitting in the big humane societies, I cannot understand why they just can't go to those countries, or we can't do it in our country, and just pay for the spaying and neutering.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
This is a real. I remember when Frankie came home, he was left over, and they were going to use him because he kept falling over. And the reason he fell over, he's a breed of, he had bulldog, but he had some other stuff in him as well, including pit bull and Malamute, I don't know, there were all kinds of stuff. But he was fantastic. And, you know, he was for sale for $1,000.
Yeah.
But they didn't sell him, so they didn't put him to sleep. And a friend of mine at the time saw these dogs there and brought them back here. And Frank, I remember when he got out of the car, he walked and he fell over because his paws were so big. That's why they want to get rid of him. He's the most wonderful being. He's 10 years old now, almost 11. He was the only dog that really got friendly with Charlotte.
And let me tell you a real quick story. Listen, if you're going to adopt a dog, I just posted this on my Facebook page. There were two beautiful Chihuahua mixes brought to a shelter, brother and sister. They lived together for 3 years, brought to a shelter in Southern California. Someone came in and adopted one without the other. The video shows the other one sitting in the cage. It's on my website. It's on Facebook.
How do you do that?
See two dogs living together, adopt them both.
My God, how do they let them adopt just one at the shelter?
A county shelter, how do they let them?
That's ridiculous, my God. Warren Eckstein, he's always on it. When it comes to your animal, he's your animal's best friend. He's a very good friend to me and the program. Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show. Check it out, petshow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.